Does the term regenerative agriculture sound interesting to you? No? Okay, what about now?
Regenerative agriculture!
And why should regenerative agriculture interest you? Well, because the majority of the land in central Illinois is planted in large-scale monoculture swaths of corn and soy. Interest may be low to the average person because of the, well, monotony of this monoculture system, but agriculture is a very big deal nonetheless. In 2019, Illinois farmers produced over 1.8 billion bushels of corn and 500 million bushels of soybeans. It is clear that large-scale production agriculture yields an abundance of basic calories, most of which go to animal feed and ethanol. But in doing so, the US EPA estimates that the agriculture industry contributes around 10% of humans' greenhouse gas emissions, and that number has risen 10% since 1990. In addition, commodity farming has increasingly thin profit margins, and economists at the University of Illinois estimate that a 1,600-acre farm could see net income as low as -$25,000 in 2020, continuing a generally downward trend in farm income since 2013. Widespread changes in farming practices could combat the detrimental aspects of this system, but change does not come quick or easy in agriculture, and often not without the leadership of land-grant institutions such as the University of Illinois. So it should not go unnoticed that earlier this month, the University of Illinois announced the launch of their Regenerative Agriculture Initiative. I recently had a conversation with Adam Davis, the head of the Department of Crop Sciences at the University of Illinois, to learn more about what this initiative means for the university and for agriculture stakeholders in our region. Hi, Adam. What's so significant about this new initiative in terms of the role UIUC can play in advancing regenerative agriculture?
It offers an opportunity for us to pitch a big tent and invite various types of stakeholders in. Regenerative agriculture is an outcome-based approach to a sustainable ag. It's more that we agree upon some goals that we have: improving soil quality, improving biodiversity, improving food access and community outcomes. So there's a real diversity of types of players that you need in order to address regenerative ag goals.
So why does all of that matter?
We've aimed very squarely at productivity for decades without always considering net profitability and without always considering human and environmental health. It's increasingly difficult to make a living on this very simplified system of just corn and beans and bare ground for most of the year. We're leaving a lot of sunlight on the table. So diversifying our cropping systems can help economically, but then there's also the very real change in our global environment to meet this challenge of feeding a growing population and addressing climate change. We need to get more living cover on the ground over more of the year.
You know, it seems sometimes conventional farmers are almost demonized in the conversations around sustainable agriculture and therefore alienated from those conversations. How are you guys engaging conventional farmers?
The idea here is to make this a very inclusive activity. These outcomes that we're trying to achieve need to happen soon. Things are changing rapidly for planet Earth, and farming can be a part of the solution since so much of our ground is managed that way and what we do on that ground matters. We've got 26 million acres of ag land in Illinois. If we want to really make these changes across a large portion of that land, we have to include conventional growers. I do firmly believe that we can achieve all of these goals within a regenerative agriculture.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Regenerative agriculture. Regenerative agriculture.
Oh, that's interesting. For Peoria Public Radio, I'm Tori Dahlhoff.